A patient says, "I'm fine," but keeps glancing at the door, gripping the bed rail, and asking whether anyone has called her daughter. What are you actually assessing in that moment?
More than the words, chaplains listen for the whole person. Chaplain Resource Network uses 6 holistic dimensions to help us notice what may be shaping the encounter: physical, emotional, cognitive, behavioral, relational, and spiritual.
The dimensions are not 6 boxes to complete. They are 6 lenses. Physical asks what the person is experiencing in the body, including pain, fatigue, breathing difficulty, or the effects of medication. We do not interpret those symptoms medically. We notice them, adapt our presence, and involve clinical staff when needed.
Emotional focuses on what the person may be feeling and expressing: fear, anger, sadness, relief, numbness, or hope can all be present. Cognitive looks at how the person understands the situation. Are they following the conversation? What meaning are they making? Are there questions or signs of confusion that should be shared with the care team?
Behavioral is what we can observe. A patient may withdraw, repeat a question, refuse a visit, become restless, or reach for a familiar ritual. We stay curious rather than labeling the behavior. We ask what it may be communicating.
Relational looks at connection. Who matters to this person? Who is present, absent, estranged, or carrying responsibility? Spiritual attends to beliefs, values, practices, sources of meaning, moral distress, hope, and the person's relationship with what they consider sacred.
Let's return to that patient gripping the bed rail. Physically, she appears tense and may be uncomfortable. Emotionally, she may be afraid. Cognitively, she seems focused on whether her daughter has been contacted. Behaviorally, she keeps watching the door. Relationally, her daughter appears important. Spiritually, we still do not know what gives her strength or meaning.
So the chaplain might say, "I notice you're watching the door and asking about your daughter. What feels most important right now?" That question opens space without making assumptions. The answer may reveal a practical need, a family concern, a fear about dying, or a spiritual resource.
And the response guides our next step. We might offer presence, help the patient name what matters, support a requested practice, or communicate a concern with the appropriate team member. If we notice possible delirium, severe distress, uncontrolled symptoms, or risk of harm, we refer promptly. Chaplains do not diagnose or treat.
The 6 dimensions also keep us from reducing every concern to spirituality. A request for prayer may sit beside pain, family conflict, uncertainty, and exhaustion. Prayer can be meaningful, but good assessment helps us recognize what else needs attention.
In practice, you may not explore every dimension in one visit. Start with what the patient presents, notice what is connected, and document only what is relevant. The framework supports attentive care, not interrogation.
The grounded takeaway is simple: see the person, not just the presenting problem. Listen across all 6 dimensions, stay within chaplain's scope, and refer when needs call for other expertise. That is whole person care, and it is central to Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains.